509, so happy you're with us. Many things making headlines, including a family war.
RFK Jr. is a dangerous person.
That is Jack Schlossenberg, President John F. Kennedy's grandson, and Robert F. Kennedy's cousin, talking about the Health and Human Services Secretary. In the interview with MSNBC, Schlossenberg says President Trump is obsessed with the Kennedys and has caged RFK Jr.
He's so obsessed with the Kennedys and the Kennedy name and the Kennedy brand that he caged one and put it in his cabinet, a rabid dog in his cabinet, put a collar on my cousin RFK Jr. and has him there barking, spreading lies and spreading misinformation. And you don't just have to take my word for it. Now we have an actual record to go on. He has cut a quarter of the people who work in his agency. He fired all the vaccine experts on the panel and replaced them with anti-vaxxers. He's cutting funding for life-saving research, cancer patients, giving them their last hope. And people should know he's spreading misinformation and lies that are leading to deaths around the country. There's a measles outbreak in America right now, higher than it's been in 40 years, as a direct result of what he has done.
That's Jack Schlossberg, 32 years old, grandchild of President Kennedy, announced 6 days ago he's running as a Democrat to be congressman out of New York. The election is next year. The Democrat was asked about the legacy of his family being marred by RFK Jr.'s position within the Trump administration. He said nothing can get in the way of his grandfather, John F. Kennedy's work while president of the United States. Here's my question to you, John. Is politics going too far when it's splitting up a family like the Camelot family, the Kennedys?
Great question. It's definitely split the family. I mean, his mom, Caroline Kennedy, the oldest child of JFK and Jackie, in January of just this year, January, when RFK was nominated to be HHS secretary, she said that he was a predator. She said he was a predator. She said he was dangerous, willfully misinformed. She said it's fitting that he keeps birds of prey as pets because he is an actual predator. She talked about how he has substance abuse stuff going on. So to your question, it's tough because his family's divided. Remember, they all called a press conference and stood together, including Caroline Kennedy, who's been very much out of the spotlight for 50 years, and said, we support Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. We cannot support RFK Jr. I mean, it's really, really divided the family.
I mean, with how much this family's gone through.
Right.
They lost the president of the United States, their brother, and then RFK died. It was assassinated as well.
Yep. And then her brother, Caroline's brother, JFK Jr., died in that tragic plane crash.
And then now this family is being split apart over the Trump administration.
So even RFK, speaking about the family divide, even RFK Jr.'s kids, most of them don't support their dad. His kids, I think he might have four kids. And at least two of them were at that press conference also saying, we think dad is bad news and he should not be the secretary. Talk about divided. I mean, his own most immediate family, his children,
that's awful.
Don't even support him.
That's really tough. Do you think that Jack Schlossenberg was given some of those talking points?
Well, I will say that he said many of the same things that his mom said. I mean, like almost exactly the same things.
A barking dog, caged man. Like, it just seemed very rehearsed.
Yeah. Interesting to see if he wins that seat in New York. It is 5:13 at WTMJ. He's a guy who's got his finger on the pulse of all things Washington. CBS Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett up next.